WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Writer Sally Vickers is a former psychologist. Her new novel is about the unpredictability of the relationship between analyst and patient. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says Vickers' background invests the book with the kind of observations only insiders can make. Here's Corrigan's review of The Other Side of You.
It always amazes me how a gifted writer can write a splendid novel and then slap on a dud of a title. For instance, one of the many awful working titles that F. Scott Fitzgerald favored for The Great Gatsby was Trimalchio in West Egg, a title that might well have torpedoed the great American novel down to the bottom of the remaindered list. And what possessed Sally Vickers to call her novel about psychoanalysis and emotional regeneration The Other Side of You? It's a title befitting a bubblegum rock song and doesn't do a smidgen of justice to the sophisticated novel. Get past it and you quickly realize that Vickers' dopey title has a highbrow pedigree. It's taken from a passage in T.S. Eliot's Wasteland that refers to the New Testament story in which two of the apostles, after the crucifixion, walk down a road and feel the presence of a third person, the risen Christ, alongside them. "Who is that on the other side of you?" asks one disciple to the other. A monumental question that makes for a lousy title. But since it's Vickers' only artistic misstep in this delicate, intelligent novel, she gets absolution. Vickers is a novelist in that subtle British female tradition of Penelope Lively and Iris Murdoch and Anita Bruckner, all of whom write circumscribed tales about characters whose placid exteriors mask roiling inner lives. There are lots of shabby rooms decorated in shades of brown and gray in their novels, suppers of whiskey and ham sandwiches, allusions to art and physics and philosophy. Characters are always thinking in these brainy Brit stories, and it's the act of thinking, its intensity and surprising convolutions, that constitutes these novels' real plot and chief allure. In The Other Side of You, the thinker is Dr. David McBride, a melancholy psychoanalyst in his 40s who's married to a narcissist. When he was a small boy, McBride witnessed the death of his 6-year-old brother who was hit by a truck. There's been a lack in him ever since, and a fascination with death. Speaking of his work, McBride says that his particular bent was the suicidally disposed, because after all, like is drawn to like. When the story opens, McBride, who's narrating in retrospect, recalls taking on a new patient, a failed suicide named Elizabeth Cruikshank. Elizabeth is mousy. After all, McBride quips, no one looks their best in the aftermath of a suicide attempt. But when she smiles, McBride is reminded of a lovely old expression. It was as if the moon had taken off her clothes and gone dancing. Over several hours in one extraordinary evening session, Elizabeth unburdens her story to McBride. She tells him of a passionate doomed love affair with an art scholar named Thomas. The affair was passionate not chiefly because of the sex, but because of the sense that Thomas gave her of truly being known. Here's McBride's insight about the ambivalent gift of being known. On the one hand, it is what we fear most, that our shamefulnesses, disloyalties, meannesses, cruelties, miseries, the sum of our hopeless, abject, creeping failures be finally laid bare. But the very opposite is also the case. I believed that we are in anguish until someone finally finds us out. And the deeper truth is that human consciousness can hold two contradictory states at once, and all our unmet longings wear an overcoat of fear. As I said, Vickers is writing in the ruminative novel tradition, where the greatest plot surprises derive, as in the passage I just quoted, from unexpected turns of thought. It's not so much what happens as how it happens. The other side of you is intricately constructed so that Elizabeth's stories of her affair with Thomas gracefully flow into McBride's realizations about his dead brother, hollow marriage, and daily work life at the mental hospital. In the climactic final scene of the novel, McBride offers a scholarly interpretation of two paintings by Caravaggio that depict the same gospel story that give this novel its unfortunate title. As climaxes go, it's pretty restrained. No one dies or even kisses. But the insight that McBride voices is so startling, the effect on the reader is similar to a therapeutic breakthrough, as though some shadowy, slumbering truth has been joyfully resurrected.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Other Side of You by Sally Vickers. If you want to catch up on Fresh Airs that you've missed, you can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.